And welcome to another edition of The Harris Happening on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We've got NFL football action coming up here at 7 o'clock, so we got about an hour here to chit-chat with y'all. We've got in our second half hour, this is going to be kind of cool. In our second half hour, Joe Kapler is going to join us. He is the curator of the Wisconsin Historical Museum in Madison, and they have up right now an exhibit of aluminum Christmas trees. And I was reading up on some of this, and some of them can be worth like $10,000. So we're going to talk to him coming up in our second half hour. But right now, joining us is Chris Kurzman. He is with the ArtsPartnership.net, the Arts Pulse blog. And we're here again to talk about some of the upcoming events here in the next few days. And of course, Christmas just around the corner, Chris. And we got concerts all over the place.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the story with the aluminum Christmas trees. Those are super fascinating. You know, I know the ones they're talking about, and I know the brand.
It's Evergleam, I think it is.
Yeah, Evergleam. And I remember a few years ago when the whole mid-century thing started to come around, my wife was super interested in getting one of those and looked it up, and they're almost impossible to find for inexpensive. But yeah, but a little closer to home and a little, less pointy is we've got a bunch of Christmas concerts still this weekend. The best thing about the month of December is all these great concerts that come out. I think I'm pretty excited for the FM Symphony Holiday Pops concert that's coming up. They'll do that Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m., and the Holiday Pops will feature, they're doing like a Caribbean holiday.
Really?
Christmas in the Caribbean, I think, is the theme. And they're joining them will be a guest group called Fuego Tropical. And so you can expect some steel drums, some nice floral print shirts, maybe a little dancing, something to maybe take your mind off the sub-zero temperatures that seem to be persisting. And again, that's Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Fargo Theater. And I think you can get tickets online at fmsymphony.org or just head to the Fargo Theater website and you can find something there.
Okay, I was going to say, because that kind of reminds me of Jimmy Buffett style. Chris, it was that Mille Kalukalaka, whatever the heck, that's one song he did.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. That's interesting. At the Fargo Theater, you said.
Fargo Theater, which would be a great venue for a show like that, I think.
Very good. And then we have the Master Chorale as well?
Yeah, FM Master Chorale will be doing their annual, they do a pretty traditional Christmas celebration every year. They'll have dinner concerts Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, and I believe they start at 6:30 with a wassail, with a wassail. I think that means you get a little like a hot toddy or something.
Oh, okay.
Maybe one of the listeners can correct us on what exactly a wassail is, but I think it's got a little you get a little nip in there. And then the concert I believe starts at the concert will start at 7 o'clock. It's at the Concordia Centrum. In the Centrum area there. Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. And then they'll be doing a dessert concert Sunday at 2 p.m. in the same spot.
Oh, so, sounds good.
Especially if you like a good traditional Christmas. If the Christmas in the Caribbean doesn't float your boat. And then of course, the big Concordia Christmas concert, the 87th annual Concordia Christmas concert this year. They had to move venues this year. They'll be at the Fargo Civic Center.
Yeah, the basketball hoop was too low.
Basketball hoop was obscuring the view of the 300 musicians who are part of this thing every year. That's coming up Friday. There's a Friday evening concert. There's two concerts on Saturday in the afternoon and one in the evening, and then an afternoon concert on Sunday. And have you ever seen that
No,
show
I'm on? Afraid not. I have not. No.
Yeah, I went last year. We tried to take our daughter, who was then three. She didn't quite sit through all of it, but we stuck around for about four songs. And man, just the scale of that thing is incredible. They do first they do this huge backdrop painted scene in the background. They have a theme every year, and then they full orchestra, and then just singers like crazy. It's really, really something to see, and how much work and how many people it takes to put that thing on. It's pretty inspiring.
And I do want to remind folks, too, that we have a number of high schools you'd have to check with your local high school, but I think a couple are even on tonight. Their Christmas shows are on tonight. So we got music all over the place.
Yeah, 'tis the season, man.
Ho, ho, ho. That's true. Well, I tell you what, with that, let's take a little bit of a break here. And when we come back, we will have more with Chris Kurzman. And we'll look at the arts, our Archie McCullough segment here on KFGO. This is the kind of stuff, maybe?
Yeah, it's there a little slack key in there. Yeah.
Kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Back we are. Chris Kurzman, our special guest here tonight on KFGO. It's our Archie McCullough segment. The holidays are here, my friends, and we got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. And there's a friend of yours, Lana Sumala. Is that how you pronounce that?
Sumala. Yep, Lana Sumala, who's an artist in Moorhead. And just in full disclosure, Lana's a pretty good friend of mine. We actually live about two blocks away from each other. And she, does some babysitting for us, and she's also opens up her home to lots of friends and family. Lana's a good friend of mine. It also means I've been watching this new project that she's been working on for the better part of a year.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And, you know, when she first started getting into it, we thought she was kind of nuts. But for about the last year, she's been taking old toys from her kids. She has a son, Jacob, and a daughter, Stella. And, you know, over the years, like all parents, she's accumulated a bunch of toys from them. And they were starting to outgrow a lot of these toys. And so Lana did what any good artist would do. She started cutting them up. And she told me she just loves X-Acto knives and scissors. And so she started taking apart these animals and sort of reassembling them into, fantastic animals, like a dodo bee, animals with wings that aren't supposed to have them and stuff. And as she was working through that, then all of a sudden she thought about putting them in relationship to each other and sort of used childhood stories that she really, really, really likes, like Charlotte's Web and The Wizard of Oz, Pinocchio, a lot of these childhood stories that have some like magical realism to them. And so then she started assembling them into these like story boxes or dioramas or however you want to call them. So there's one that's based off The Wizard of Oz, and it has little Mexican wrestler luchadores. And so she called it Lucha Dorothy was the first one she made. and it's a luchadore with the little Dorothy thing. And then there's a tin man dressed up as a luchadore and, flying monkeys and all sorts of crazy stuff. It's really, really fun. It's very whimsical. It's a little bit eerie. I'm not going to lie. I've looked at some of these and said, man, that's a little creepy. But in a good way. And is it, The Wizard of Oz can be kind of creepy and
scared me the first time I saw it.
Yeah. It prompted this good conversation between me and someone else about the end of Charlotte's Web and how sad that is. And there is a lot of darkness in childhood, and some of it has to do with the fact that something has the head of something else and the wings of something else. And you look at this stuff and you think, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is what storytellers have been doing for thousands and thousands of years. And Lana understands that too, and so she's sort of taking these stories that have been told and retold and sort of saying like, well, this is kind of how they come together in new ways. So I'm really excited for that. She's doing she's having a party. She's calling it a Toy Box Circus, and it's going to be at Clockworks in, it's close to downtown Fargo. It's on First Avenue South and 11th Street, just a couple blocks from the Arts Partnership offices. It's actually just a block south of the Jade Dragon, which is one of my favorite restaurants. And
all right, get that plug in, super.
Yeah, there you go. Right on. Get some pho when it's cold. And there's a little shop there called Clockworks. They do antique clock repair. They sell clocks. They do work on consignment and stuff. And Lana has a good friendship with them there, so she's going to set up her stuff there. It's Friday night at 7 p.m. that it starts. 6 p.m. Let me double check. It's going to start at 7 p.m.
Very good. It truly is unique. And by the way, if you can't get to it, you can go to the Arts Pulse blog. You got a number of photographs of the items that you were talking about, and they are very unique. I remember when I was a kid, that was one of my things I drew, was, you know, my head on an animal's body or vice versa or whatever, or somebody said.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to that. John Offit has an art sale coming up.
Yeah, I wanted to put in a plug for John. John Offit is, of course, a fantastic glassblower in the area. He's been making gorgeous glass objects for years and years. He has his home studio called House of Mulciber. And actually, the sale, I guess, just to clarify, the sale will be at Reed and Taylor Antiques this Saturday afternoon from 1 to 5 p.m. John loves Christmas. He does ornaments every year, and just little, you know, ball ornaments made from glass that look gorgeous on a tree. Mm-hmm. And so he'll be selling a lot of his vases. And then I think with any purchase over $50, you get a free ornament. And the ornaments themselves, excuse me, are pretty inexpensive, and they make fantastic gifts.
Wow. That's a really neat art form. I mean, this was really neat.
Yeah. If when you get around on the studio crawl, John loves the studio crawl. Actually, John's also a big arts leader in the community, and he organizes the studio crawl every year and opens up his studio, and you get to watch him pull this red hot glass bulb thing out of the out of his he has these ovens that, you know, burn at, like, I can't remember, 2500 degrees or something, and roll stuff around, and he blows through a pipe. It's fantastic. It's like a show. It's great.
We just have about a minute left. Was there one other thing you wanted to touch on, or are we about?
You know what? Well, if you head to the Arts Pulse blog right now, we have a post up about this great space that just opened up back in October called Meld Workshop. They're what's called a makerspace. They have give you access to a bunch of tools like 3D printers, laser cutters.
Oh.
They do classes and workshops on these Arduinos and Raspberry Pi computers. Really, really great stuff if you're technologically minded, if you like tinkering with things, and you've got some creativity. This is part of a trend that's been sort of working its way around the country for the last few years. It's been fascinating to sort of watch, and it's really interesting that we have a space like this now in town. It's called Meld Workshop. It's on Main Avenue, close to Short Printer on Main. I'd have to look up the address. But
okay.
If you hop onto the Arts Pulse blog right now, we have a little write-up on how a couple of local artists are using that space and some things that are possible if you go visit there.
Pretty neat. Let's go over there where the website's again.
Sure. We're at theartspartnership.net, and you visit there and then look for the link that says Arts Pulse, and then that's where our blog lives. You can find and follow us on just about any social network, Facebook, Twitter, and so on. And we've also do a weekly email that I highly recommend. You can sign up for that there as well.
Oh, by the way, before you go, I have to tell you that I did go to your Tumblr and I did watch one of the tells.
Yeah.
Or listen to it, I should say, just the still photograph, right?
Yeah,
and you
did
the audio. But still, it's really kind of fun. So I got a lot more to go through. So if people want to go and listen to the tells from their monthly sessions down there at 222, it's a lot of fun. And I may have to go there live one day.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of listening in.
You should do your show from there. I think that'd be great.
Well.
If you can. I guess there's maybe some delay in
we'll work
language
on it.
Things.
Chris Kurzman, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Check with
man.
You later. Bye-bye. Bye.